Okay, we're picking up from Mem Zayin Seif Beis. Tzarich Livarech Bein LeMikra Bein LeMishnah Bein LeGemara Hagah Bein LeMedrash. Okay, so the Gemara has different opinions as to what exactly would necessitate, what types of limud would necessitate reciting the Birkas HaTorah. So halach is it for all these. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Gimel Bein LeMedrash, if you're learning a Medrash, HaMechaber Gam Kein Moed B'Zeh. The Mechaber also agrees this. Ela Desvir Lei Dehu Bichlal Mikra. That's part of Mikra. Itself as well. In the footnote 9, it's interesting, he brings in the Dirshu. What about other things? He says, Lagapi Limud Agada, Kemedrish, Rabbah, Limud Chachmas Akabalah. So what about you want to learn Midrashim, you know, the stories, you want to learn Kabbalah? So does that necessitate Birkas HaTorah? So, I don't know, you ask me, I say, of course, it's part of it. So there's one second. Histapek Ha'orach HaShulchan, he has a suffix, Im Tzarech Levarach Kodam Limud Bahem. Do you have to make a Birkas HaTorah before learning Kabbalah, before learning Midrashim? Shiyatochin Shechid Levarach Hu Davka Besfarm HaTorah. Could be that the only halacha regarding Birchas HaTorah per se is on when halach on dinim. Masha'en kin elu, which is not the case by these. She'eni karam l'dinim halacha. So these aren't really here for teaching halacha.
That's not really for Midrash either.
Right? I mean, there's Midrash Agada and there's Midrash Halacha. So Midrash Halacha, like the Sifri, the Mechilta, those, yeah. But to learn, I don't like the word, but stories, to learn, like, you know, stuff like that. It's not really halacha, so maybe, at least he says, maybe that's a tzad not to make a Birchas HaTorah on that. That's the one side. Oh, on the other hand, maybe you should, because Kevin Shakol Nite in the Moshe in Sinai is all part of the Torah was given to Moshe, so Tzarech Levorech Gamaleim. You should make it on Brachatos. So Kafa Chaim, he brings Kosav Levorech Shakol Bechlal Torah. You should make it on it. So I was reminded, years ago, I had the privilege of learning Becharus with Rabbi Zev Reichman. At that time, he was giving a series of shiurim in Manhattan. And it was like, you know, philosophy, it was like Hasidus. And so he had a question, because there were non-Jews who were coming to his lectures, his shiurim. So I remember he told me, he asked Rav Schechter, is he allowed to do that? Because there's an issue of teaching Talmud Torah to non-Jews. So Rav Schechter said, no, that's not called Torah. You know, what's the Isser of Talmud Torah to non-Jews? That's dinim, that's halacha. It's like, you know, shulchan aruch. That's so. But to talk about Judaism and philosophy, so I was thinking that's the two stadim over here in the suffix. Is medrash, is Kabbalah, is that part of halacha? That doesn't necessitate a real Birchas HaTorah. Or on the other hand, no, it's all part of it. So Rav Schechter was on the one side that you know that's not when we talk about the teaching Torah. That means dinim. That's what, okay. Weiter Gimel Hakosiv b'divrei Torah afal pi she'en es kore tzarech levarich. So if you're writing divrei Torah, even though you're not reading it, you're just writing it, you would have to make a birchas haTorah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalid Hakosiv sevir lei de k'siva odif mihirhor. So we'll learn later on about whether you have to make a bracha before thinking in Torah. But here, k'siva, to write something down, that's even more. That's a higher level than just thinking and learning. Hatam, so it gives two reasons. Yesham remishum de ovid maisa. You're really doing a maisa. You know, thinking is thinking, but to do physically write down Torah, that's more. Yesham, another reason, de derech ha-koisiv l'hoitzi tevos mipiv b'shas ha-k'siva. So no, when you're writing down, you're speaking out what you're writing. So since you're speaking it out, that's like you're writing it as well.
Reading.
By writing it out, you're reading it as you're doing it, so you're speaking, that's like speaking divrei Torah. According to speaking divrei Torah, everybody agrees. Rav Simon once said a different mahalach. He pointed out why it is that by, again, we'll see it's a machlokas, but let's say, okay, so if I'm mahar here, if I'm thinking and learning, that might not need birchas haTorah. Once I'm already writing something down, that does. So he said, it's about communicating Torah to others. Part of the act of limud Torah is not only what I know, but sharing that knowledge with others. So kol zman, it's only in my machshava, so that doesn't necessitate a birchas haTorah. But once I've already written it down, that can now be transmitted to somebody else. So that's the gorim, that would cause the birchas haTorah. I don't know if he was saying it on his own or he was saying it from someone else, but I remember hearing that from Simon. V'chol zeh b'koisev svarim la'atzmo derech limudo. This one you're writing down, you understand what you're writing. If you're just copying words, you're a sofer, you have beautiful penmanship, and you're copying down things, you have no idea what you're reading, that's not called Lima Torah, so that would not need a bracha. right? In the Bir Halach, he talks about someone who's hired for that's his job, and that would also, he writes, you're not learning it, you're just copying things, and you don't make Birkos Hatorah on that. V'choshkin, how much more so? Im koisiv eiza pasuk be'igeres ha'reshus l'daber tzachos ein tzarech levarach. You want to write a pasuk because you're writing to your friends. You start off the letter, Baruch Abba b'shem Hashem. So you're writing something that, thing. You don't make a Birkos Hatorah on that. Kevin she'enem ischavim l'umo. That's not called Liman Torah. That's not your kavanah to learn. U'le'inyin ma'isa hiskima ha'chronim shelo lismoch al das mechaber levarach al ha'ksiva. One should not rely upon this, make a bracha on writing. Levado b'chol gavne, if you're only writing. Shehar mikom makom ein rak meharher b'divrei Torah. This is really only like thinking in Torah. Eloroi l'chol koisei b'divrei Torah sheyotzei mipiv k'tzas tevos. If you're really writing this, you should cover your bases and be machmir, and you should actually speak out what you're writing. Then, according to everybody, you'd make birchas haTorah. Not to be careful, not to making a blessing in vain. Then, if you're not going to do that, then you should say the. That's this part. If you're not going to be saying the brachos and the psukim that we do, they ask why bedavka the psukim that we say are birchas kohanim. So you should give yourself a bracha. That's why the Achronim point out that because you can say anything, you can say any pasuk you wanted to, that they did. We'll learn about later on if a person's going to use Ahav HaRabba. So Rav Nevinzal suggests that if that's counting as your Birchas HaTorah, you should repeat one of the psukim in Kriya Shema to count as your Limud HaTorah, because according to many, Shulchan Aruch Rav and others, that counts as your, that you could be Yotze, your Chiyuv of Talmud Torah by through reciting Kriya Shema. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Have a good day.